Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Kirk and Nolan back with you again. Excited to be back, fired up to be back. Probably a lot like a lot of dirtbags out there, like Nolan right now. Your team might have come out cold after the All-Star break, and certainly there's some hot teams after the All-Star break too. And you know what? We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about players that continue to stay hot, continue to show why they're the elite of the elite for 2025, and some of them are even beyond that. Some young players that are getting the call up, starting to settle in, starting to get their wings, so to speak. Share some thoughts on them as well. And then, of course, obviously the trade deadline coming up, especially those cold teams. They're kind of showing their upper management, unfortunately for them, that players are going to be available. They're just not getting traction coming out of the gate, and you gotta have traction if you want to stay to the non-trending or non-trading teams. So, but before we get there, as always, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, being a part of the show, spreading the message, being a dirtbag on the field, off the field. It's getting up, it's getting after it, it's getting dirty, as we all know, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this great game at any and all levels. So thank you again for being a dirtbag. Thanks for being a part of the nation. And to all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we say every week, from the bottom of our hearts, we truly mean it, for you doing what you do every day so we can do what we do every day. And that's be around baseball in some way, shape or form, and be able to talk about baseball and give our thoughts, opinions, as we do here every week, as well as you sending in your thoughts and opinions to us. And you know where you can do that, Dirtbags. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. If you have a curtain call question, send it in. We'll try our very best to get it on a show. If you have a personal question to ask us about your baseball journey, whether you are that player, a parent, or a coach, please reach out to us. You've got our guarantee that we will communicate with you, and we'll try to help you navigate it to the best of your ability. That's what we do every day. That's what we live to do. That's what we love to do. So other than that, Dirtbag, settle in. Get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get up. We're going to get after it. We're going to get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves and enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we kicking things off tonight?
Yeah, let's start out with the hottest team post All-Star break. Obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers. Don't really know what else you can say about them. Obviously, go on the 11-game win streak, lose there two nights ago to Seattle. And, I mean, right back on the horse today, 10-2 win. Absolutely blowing them out of the water. If you're looking right now, like, I get that the NL is a little bit crowded in terms of where wild card seeds are and everything like that. But like, you're looking at their wins that they rolled off during that win streak there. And like, they just beat the heck out of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They beat the heck out of whoever they were playing, but the Dodgers, they had six against the Dodgers post All-Star break. Just boom, 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 boom. Went into Los Angeles, beat them in their own barn, took care of business. And it's like the other teams weren't really playoff teams. Don't get me wrong, but still, like, considering the Dodgers were supposed to be this godsend team that spent $450 million in for their opening day roster, and you're looking at it and you're like, okay, well, theoretically should be winning. Milwaukee Brewers, obviously, everybody kind of knows what they did. Trade Devin Williams in the offseason. Obviously, they get back Brandon Woodruff, but I mean, Woodruff really hasn't been back for the whole year, so it's not even like you can really say anything to that effect. Few different guys injured. Obviously, Nestor Cortez, it sounds like he's coming back soon, but no one really knows how he's going to be in the second half of the year, because I mean, it's not like the first half of the year he was that great. You're just looking at it and you're like, okay, I know a couple weeks ago I was talking about it and was saying about Ollie Marmol being manager of the year, but all of a sudden, like, the Milwaukee Brewers, I don't know, man. Pat Murphy, he's going to end up winning manager of the year in the NL. If I was to vote right now, like, oh my goodness, the job that he's done post All-Star break with that team, and that's a team that obviously everybody's been talking about the Cubs, and deservedly so for the better part of the first half of the season. But the Brewers, man, like, year after year after year, just a competitive team. And that's an under-budgeted team.
Well, you're 100% right. I'm looking at the lineup right now, and just really good depth. The young Collins kid that's come up or whatever, he's just settled in and real solid. it's just a good balance overall. They really are. And then the pitchers, I mean, they're obviously, you know, they're probably not trading Freddy Peralta right now when you're on that win streak and you just got good balance on pitching as well as on positional players. And they're just, they really are. As I look down that lineup, they're just a solid, good team.
Well, do they just not remind you of a National League version of the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, good call. I mean, they got a couple, I guess, higher level names on the roster, but overall, exactly right. It's just names that you're getting to know, like you said, because year after year after year, they're there. So you start to pay attention to them more and stuff like that. We're talking about the top of the eighth right now as we're, the middle of the bottom of the eighth as we're doing this recording, and 10 runs, 17 hits. I mean, Terang at the top, 3 for 5, 3 RBIs, 2 runs.
Williams Contreras.
3 for 5. Yeah. And Yelich only a 1 for 5 tonight or whatever in Apaturio, 2 for 5. Collins, 2 for 5. Black, 2 for 5. Perkins, 1 for 4. Sigler, 1 for 3. Ortiz, 2 for 4. And Quinn Priester, a name that's really not even recognized, hardly outside of Milwaukee. 7 innings right now. 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks.
Yeah, and he's looked good ever since he was called up.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that's it. Man, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the National League version of the Tampa Bay Rays right there. They just have a development system that like you lose a Corbin Burns, you lose a Brandon Woodruff. Obviously, Woodruff was a couple years ago. Corbin Burns a couple years ago. You're like, how do you replace these guys? They call up Mizorowski. They call up Quinn Priester. They call up a few of their other guys. Freddy Peralta obviously comes into his own. I mean, I'm not saying like just coming into his own. Obviously, he's been a fantastic pitcher the past couple of years. But you're like, this is just a revolving door of quality players coming up, doing their job on I don't even know what their salary cap is, probably $100 million.
Well, you're like, hardly if you are. I mean, you lose Willie Adames in the offseason to free agency. You trade Devin Williams this past season to the Yankees. You trade Hader there a few years back, three years ago, I guess, Norm. And you're right. I mean, they just haven't missed a beat. Oh. It's you hit the nail on the head. There's somebody's doing something right in that system. And again, they're going to get plucked off in the offseason, I would think, because that's what professional sports is, right? Copycat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if your system's doing well, mine sucks. Okay, go to Milwaukee and get theirs. Go to Tampa Bay and get theirs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
No, unbelievable. It really is. I mean, if you're Craig Counsell, you're shaking your head. I mean, last year it's one thing to go ahead and you know, it's tough to lose, but you left a pretty good team for the Cubbies. This year, like you said, they were rolling right along. Everything was going well. They were crushing their. I mean, they're still in really good shape. It doesn't mean they're going to lose the division or whatever and stuff like that. But Milwaukee just put a whole lot of pressure on them in a whole quick, short amount of time.
Well, yeah, they're half a game up right now. So, I mean, obviously it's a bit different than what the Cubbies were expecting, especially Craig Counsell having come from that system. It's like, holy, I mean, either way, jumping over, I want to talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. Obviously lost 2 straight to Houston there. Up right now on Houston, but even the Arizona Diamondbacks, obviously last week, you're looking at it, they announced basically everybody's going to be available. That's pretty much a pending free agent. You got your Merrill Kelly, your Zach Gallen, Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor, guys like that. Apparently they're all available. A week ago you're like, okay, I gotta imagine they're trading everybody. Now it's like, holy, okay, that's a team that all of a sudden they started building up some momentum. Now I get that they're 5-5 in their last 10. But that's a team right now that if I'm Arizona, I'm not selling, because I know if they can get hot, like you saw it a couple years ago, obviously, when they went on that historic run and just like all of a sudden they're in the World Series and you're like, okay, this is not a team that should be there, but they're there. I'm looking at this team again, thinking the exact same thing. Like if I'm Arizona, I'm going out and I might be a buyer. because the rest of the National League, like San Diego, apparently they're talking about trading Cease. Now, I get that Cease hasn't been fantastic, but still, you're looking at it like, okay, Arizona's not out of the hunt. And Cincinnati, I don't know what Cincinnati is yet, which is crazy. St. Louis, I think they're going to be sellers just based on the way that they've come out in the second half. Haven't looked good at all. San Francisco, same boat, kind of ho-hum. But I'm like, if I'm Arizona, I'm trying to go for it. I don't have that many teams to climb up over top of. And they got a team, like I said, they've been to the dance a couple of times now. And obviously last year just missed out, but still, couple of players away, I think that team's got a good chance at actually going on a run.
Yeah, I mean, they're right now they were up on the Astros, but now they're down 3-1 in the top of the eighth to the Astros. Now, I mean, do you look at it? Because you're facing the Astros, and you know the Astros are a playoff team. You got to be honest about that. They're a playoff team.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Do you look at a series like that, and that's kind of indicative of your team coming out of that series? Or do you maintain that trust in those players and in that investment in those trades like Josh Naylor, like you said, in the offseason, picking up Suarez and stuff like that? Do you show them that you hold court and you stay status quo? Because I got to believe somebody's going to give you a pretty good haul for Suarez.
That's it.
Pretty tough.
Unless I'm blown away by any of those trades, I think I'm holding steadfast. Like, as crazy as that is to say, I like the look Arizona a lot better than I like the look of some of those other teams ahead of them. But anyways, Dirtbags, okay, We'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. talking about the way the Milwaukee Brewers were playing, a little bit of the Arizona Diamondbacks in segment one. So, as always, post All-Star break, we're right back into the standings, Nolan. Let's talk about them. Let's hammer through it and give our thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, so we'll start out with the American League East. So you get the Toronto Blue Jays, 59-42. New York Yankees, 56-45. Boston Red Sox, 54-49. Tampa Bay Rays, 53-49. Baltimore Orioles, 44-56. Baltimore, got to imagine they'll be sellers. Obviously, got a couple of good bullpen guys that I think they're going to want to trade. I can't see them trading too many positional players. I know you're going to want to talk about Cedric Mullins a bit. I don't know what the return is there. Obviously, Ryan O'Hearn is going to get traded. He'll get a nice little return on that end. But, like, I'm looking at it. Toronto, got to be a buyer. Got to get relief help. Starting pitching, nasty. Hitters across the board have, in my opinion, all outperformed what I expected, minus Vladdy. Vladdy, I still think, is underperforming for what he should be. They got the Anthony Santander problem eventually when he comes back. What do you do with him? Because obviously you're paying him too much money. But that team across the board, they got players that they can trade, and especially that outfield depth. Yankees, I don't know what to think of the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are just that overpaid team that I don't even know how you upgrade any of them. But Spencer Jones has to be available in trade. The numbers that he's putting up in the minors, oh, he's raking.
Well, they have no choice. I don't think they have a choice. They got to be... They have to be all in for sure, the Yankees. They can't play around. I mean, Jays, Yankees, Red Sox, all 6-4 over the last 10 and stuff like that. Obviously, the Jays are playing the Yankees, won the opening game, lost last night, another good game, 5-4, and they'll play the tiebreaker today. But you're right. I mean, the Jays actually still look really good. Good balance there. And like you said, go out and get a couple of relief pieces. If there's a high-end starter and you think that you can afford it, go ahead and add to the depth of that. I know they're still talking about Manoah coming back or whatever, and again, but they're playing such good baseball. Don't take that chance, in my opinion. Don't take that chance. If somebody's available and it doesn't break your bank, go and make it happen. No question about it. Baltimore, like you said, I don't know what you end up getting for Mullins, and I don't think you're going to get as much as what people think. I really don't. Very good players, serviceable players, same as O'Hearn or whatever and that, but I don't think they're going to get blown away with that type of stuff. I don't think they can move Zach Eflin the way he's been doing. So it'll be interesting. I don't know what the Tampa Bay Rays do. They're playing good baseball still. They're right there in the wild card, but I don't know strategically what they end up trading, but they always usually pull something off. So I'm interested to see what it ends up being.
Jumping over American League Central, Detroit Tigers, 60-43, Cleveland Guardians, 50-50, Kansas City Royals, 50-53, Minnesota Twins, 49-52, Chicago White Sox, 36-66. Crazy thing is Cleveland, 8-2 in their last 10, obviously gets right back in the hunt. President Donald Trump, I think, made the biggest news of the American League Central over the past week by saying that he wants the Cleveland Indians back. I'm indifferent. I like the Chief Wahoo logo and everything like that. I don't think it was that discriminatory based on the reactions of kind of everybody involved. Doesn't sound like it's going to... I don't think it'll change presently, but I think down the line at least people are open to the idea of it. But no, like, I'm looking at this, right? Obviously Detroit's got to be a buyer. 1-9 in their last 10, that's obviously no good. Kansas City, I gotta imagine most of those teams in that division will probably be sellers outside of the Detroit Tigers, who I think they need to be buyers, and I think they need to get just a proven guy, whether it be a starter, a reliever, another bat in that middle of the order. Like, I get that AJ Hinch has done a fantastic job of managing that lineup, but I think they just need something else to put them into that, like, real good World Series contention feeling.
I agree with that. I mean, again, two things, 60-43, the Detroit Tigers, they went 1-9 over the last 10. And we always speak about it, Dirtbags. Every win counts. Obviously, they're bigger in September. You've heard us talk about it before and stuff like that. But they're 8.5 up on the Guardians, and the Guardians went 8-2 over the last 10. They're not making those 8.5 games up. I know we've seen some pretty crazy runs, pretty crazy this and that. I don't think the Cleveland Guardians are that team. I agree with you, Nolan. I look at those bottom four teams as sellers this year. I know they're 2.5 back. The Guardians, 4 back. The Royals, 4 back. The Twins of a wild card. It's still doable. I just don't think they're teams that can get it done.
No.
So go ahead and sell.
Jumping over to the American League West, you get the Houston Astros 59-42, Seattle Mariners 54-47, Texas Rangers 52-50, Los Angeles Angels 49-53, Sacramento Athletics 42-61. Texas 7-3 over their last 10, Seattle Mariners 6-4 over their last 10, Houston Angels and Athletics all 4-6 over their last 10. Like you said, Houston probably going to go on to win today. Jumps them up to 60-42. Houston obviously got to be a buyer. Seattle obviously got to be a buyer. Texas realistically will be a buyer. Just based on the way that CY is, he's going to be a buyer at the deadline. So it leaves the Athletics and the Angels obviously is probably going to be sellers. Now, we don't know with Artie, just based on trajectory of the team, should be sellers. Knowing Artie, he'll probably try to be a buyer and try to squeeze that team into the playoffs for some reason that no one knows. But Houston, I mean, obviously you're looking at it, right? Where does Houston add to that team? Because I really don't know, which is kind of crazy. Obviously, they'll go out and get a bullpen piece just to throw in there. But I'm looking at it, right? And I'm not even trying to say that they have like the best lineup, bar none, but there's not a lot of holes in that lineup.
No, and don't forget, I mean, they got this Bryce Smith up playing second base full time now or whatever. He started settling in. He was 0-4 today, but he had 3 bombs over the last 2 days. That opens up the spot for takes a bit of pressure off of Altuve. And don't forget, they've got Yordan Alvarez that hasn't played all season, and he's going to be back.
No, I know. And that's kind of my point.
So, you know, Jake Meyers was a tough one because he plays pretty good defense and gives you serviceable offense as well. He was having a pretty decent season. So, you know what? I agree with you. They lost. I think Paredes went down this week as well or whatever. And that. So I look at depth pieces, Nolan, for them. You're right. I don't think they need anything urgent. Just go out and make some really good depth pieces.
Jumping over to the National League East, you get the Philadelphia Phillies 58-43, New York Mets 59-44, Miami Marlins 48-53, Atlanta Braves 44-57, Washington Nationals 41-61. Obviously, got to believe Washington, Atlanta, and Miami are all going to be sellers. Miami's got to be strategic, though. Miami's got a couple of those pitchers that they can trade, but that's about it. They don't want to get trading any of their position players. I like the way that their team's currently at right now. Don't get me wrong. Did not have them coming into the year as being the third best team in the National League East. I don't think anybody did. I think you'd be crazy if you tried to convince me otherwise. Kyle Stowers has been fantastic for him. Ramirez behind the dish has been fantastic for him. But yeah, like Philadelphia, obviously going to be a buyer. New York Mets, obviously going to be a buyer. Both of those teams, in my opinion, need help on the pitching side. 100% they need help on the pitching side. The Mets and the Phillies, same thing. Just add those depth pieces, same as what you were kind of saying with Houston. I don't really think they need to go out and get a lineup guy. But Philly, if they're going to make a move, I got to assume they're probably going to try to upgrade at third base.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is I can't believe how lucky Philadelphia has been or whatever and stuff like that. And I'll say lucky because we've known for 2 months now, right? They needed relief. And that their back end is a mess.
Yeah. And well, that's why they signed David Robertson.
Well, I was going to say, and yet they're tied for the top. So there you go. I mean, obviously, Middleton has told Dombrowski, let's ride it out as long as we can without having to spend any money, extra money or whatever and that, and hold out as long as we can. So far, it's worked. Do I think it's going to work in the playoffs? Not a chance. Not a chance. So get her done.
Jumping over National League Central, Milwaukee Brewers 60-41, soon to be 61-41. Chicago Cubs 60-42, Cincinnati Reds 53-50, St. Louis Cardinals 52-51, Pittsburgh Pirates 42-61. I got Milwaukee, Chicago, and Cincy is going to be buyers. St. Louis and Pittsburgh going to be sellers.
Yeah, I would agree with that one for sure. For sure. And Milwaukee's got depth to make some moves and stuff like that if they need to, wherever they feel that they need to. Cubbies is going to be interesting. What was it? Rumor out today that they're talking with the Padres about Cease. So that'll be interesting to see if that comes to fruition or not. And the Reds are... I don't know what the Reds do, really. I don't think they maybe do anything. As crazy as that sounds, I think they're still feeling out and building that relationship with Francona and the team. So I don't think they'd push the panic button this year. As maybe as disappointing that is for your Reds fans out there listening, but I just can't see a lot of movement going on there.
National League West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 59-43. San Diego Padres, 55-47. San Francisco Giants, 54-49. Arizona Diamondbacks, 50-52. Colorado Rockies, 26-76. My opinion, everybody but Colorado is going to be a buyer at the deadline.
Yeah, especially the way the Dodgers have played over the last 3-7 over the last 10 and just looked awful doing it. I mean, sure, he's been consistent, no question about it. Supposedly, Max Muncy will be back quicker. He's already swinging a bat or whatever and that. He had that knee issue before the All-Star break. So, I mean, that'll maybe be a positive, but I don't even know what you do with them. I really don't know. Maybe it's that World Series hangover.
Well, you got to hope Mookie Betts gets going again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I agree with you. I think the other teams, why not? Let's go out and buy. If they're not going to go ahead and play and bury us, Let's go ahead and compete for the last 2 months, right?
No, that's it. And San Francisco already threw the chips in at the start of the year, going out and getting Justin Verlander and stuff like that, and Rafael Devers. There's no point in them holding back on trying to be a buyer at this point. So it's going to be interesting to see. We got another week before the deadline. So, hey, next week we'll be reporting everything. So stay tuned, Dirtbags.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, and you know where you can send them to Nolan and myself. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll do our very best to get them on a show for sure. So, coming in from Dodgers fans, Nolan, we talked a little bit about it and stuff like that. Obviously, Shohei let off, didn't lead off the game. He's batting in the two hole behind Betts now. Let off, or in his first at bat, had his fifth consecutive home run. So he's obviously still rolling very well for them and getting stronger on the mound. He did give up his first home run the other day and then hit his first home run. But Dodgers fans, I think they're feeling a little bit of pressure, Nolan. Should they be feeling pressure? Should they be just, hey, part of the process? Or what do you think? Hangover from the World Series?
No, I think it's just cruise control for the Dodgers. And I'm saying that the same way as what we said about the New York Yankees back in May, where I think realistically it's a good enough team to get into the playoffs. But they got to be healthy enough in order to get back to the World Series. Because right now, I don't see it as a World Series team. But like, I'm looking across the board in the National League across it, right? And like you said, like the Phillies need bullpen. No two ways about it. They need bullpen help. The New York Mets just need to actually play like a team. Because I don't know what the New York Mets are. They're too inconsistent, in my opinion. Like, they scrape by on some random wins, and then they'll lose a couple of games, and then win a game, and then lose a couple more, and then win, like, four in a row. And you're like, I don't know what this team really is. So, and it's the same thing to me with the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers, I just don't know what they are. But I don't see them as a World Series team. Now, that being said, obviously, once they get into the playoffs and everything like that, like, it's still a juggernaut of a team if everybody's healthy and performing. But right now, I can't really see them missing out on the playoffs just because there's not enough National League teams that I think are going to be buyers at the deadline to try and push the Dodgers out of the NL West lead and into a wild card spot. And even that, trying to contend with them for a wild card spot seems like a bit of a stretch. So I think realistically, you're not panicking if you're a Dodgers fan. I think the expectation still should be, okay, hey, listen, we'll get into the playoffs. We'll probably have about 94 wins when it's all said and done by the end of the regular season and then see how the cards fall. But I don't know. To me, I'm still not panicking if I'm a Dodgers fan because I'm looking, like I said, I look at the rest of the National League. I don't think there's enough teams that are going to be buyers to try and compete to get into the playoffs.
There you go, Dirtbag. So we're sliding over to the Kansas City Royals now, Nolan. We talked about it earlier in the standings part of it, that they're one of those four bottom feeders, not bottom feeders, but, you know, troubling teams in the AL Central this year. They're probably going to be selling at the trade deadline. Obviously, Seth Lugo is a big name, probably one of the top that would come to mind. But having said that, I look at their offense the last couple of weeks and Salvi Perez heating up, getting some home runs going. Pasquantino today against the Cubbies had a couple of home runs going. Lugo had a great start again or whatever. He's been consistent like he was last year. There's no question. I can see why teams would want him. Yankees, Blue Jays, every team in the playoff hunt, really. But what are you thinking with them? Do you think they do end up? Even Caglianone hasn't really taken off, but he's certainly starting to settle in and get some bombs himself. So what are you thinking there?
So it's funny. You had the right division, wrong team. I think Seth Lugo is going to be a Boston Red Sox.
Really?
Yeah, I think Boston's going to go in on him. I got that funny feeling. So that's kind of where my head's at right now with him. I agree with what you're saying, though. Salvi's not going to get traded. That's an obvious. Like, Salvi's got the 10-5 rights. He's if Kansas City ever decided to try and trade him, I think the whole southern part of the state of Missouri that's Kansas City fans would be up in arms. Like, call it what it is. This guy's George Brett 2.0 for that Kansas City Royals fan base. He's the last remaining guy from their World Series team. I just can't see them doing anything with Salvi. Pasquantino, hey, he's a good player. I think he likes playing in Kansas City. I can't see them moving him either. Unless they're getting back a great return and just going to make Jack the full-time first baseman. But that being said, Jack's still young, so he can still play in the outfield and everything like that. And the occasional DH spilling at first base. But Salvi, I mean, he's been playing a bit of first base too, just to get Vinny off his feet, give Salvi a bit of a break behind the dish and everything like that. So really, I don't see them making too many player moves. Now, the smart one, I think, would be to try and trade a Mikel Garcia just because his value's at a high, right? So that would be a smart one if I was Kansas City, because I don't know what his long-term outlook actually is. Like, talented player, yes. He's put up good numbers this season. They've talked about him pretty highly for the past 2 years, but I mean, he never really proved it until this year. So he'd be an interesting one, but they definitely have some pitching options there that you're looking at and you're like, all right, I could realistically see them trading. Minnesota, just sticking with the AL Central. Obviously, we talked about it a bit last week. Byron Buxton said during the All-Star game, hey, I'm not getting traded. I'm Minnesota. I got a no trade clause. That's where I'm retiring. But you're looking at that. They got tons of bullpen options. Right, they got dudes available. They got some half decent position players available that could very easily be those good depth pieces that we were talking about earlier, going to New York Yankees or Houston Astros or teams like that. Chicago White Sox don't really have too much that they can trade right now, and obviously, I just think Seth Lugo to me. Yeah, I think he's going to be Boston Red Sox.
Wow, very interesting call right there. That I'd be stunned if that happened, but anything's possible for sure. Added the depth while giving away Jaron Duran by the all looks of it for the Red Sox. So here's one we haven't talked about in a long time, Nolan, and there's a lot of variables going in on this, but I haven't heard any words. But Angels fans want to know if you've heard anything or you got any gut feeling on it. Mike Trout, could this actually be the year that there's a possibility of a trade? We're talking about a guy that's now at a .237 average. He just hit his 18th homer this year. He was around 200 for a long time with 9 home runs. He's climbing up the average. He's on the field, like you've said, all year for the most part. He had that little spell there. Is there any way Artie Moreno trades this guy? And if he did, how much would he have to swallow of that contract? Or would that just be part of the nut? If you're going to take him from us, you're paying the rest of it off.
I think if that's the case, you're giving up your 20th prospect in the system. Like, I don't think you really get a lot from Mike Trout, as crazy as that is to say, just because of the contract, just because of the injury history. Yes, he's had a half decent season. But you're not writing home about a .237, 18 home runs. Now, that being said, Mike Trout gets traded to a playoff team. Who's to say he doesn't, like, turn into MVP Mike Trout again?
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, his numbers, don't get me wrong, like when you're looking at his actual numbers, they're not great by any stretch of the imagination. Way below career norms and everything like that. But when you're looking at, like, the fancy sabermetric numbers and stuff like that, it's like, okay, his expected average is like .275. His hard hit rate is still 51% or something like that. I know it's around 50%. I can't remember what the exact number is. So it's like, okay, you're taking this into effect. He's had a bit of unluckiness to his season, sure. But at the same time, if I got to eat that whole contract, I'm not giving up my number one and three prospects to get him. Right, like,
okay, so if you're saying 20th overall if I'm the team getting him and I have to pay the whole contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I'm not going a top 100 prospect for sure. I'm not probably even going a top 10 prospect in my own system. Like, just because it's still so much money, and you know that, okay, he's what, 33 now? So how many good years does he have left? It's the same issue as the Nolan Arenado trade with the Cardinals, right? It's like, okay, if the Cardinals aren't eating money, I can't give you what I think you need. Like, I'm looking at the New York Yankees, right? Obvious fit. They need a third baseman. Everybody knows it. He's still playing great defense, but the offense isn't there anymore. Plus, the money's still $25 million a year, whatever it is. I'm not giving you a top 10 prospect for that. Right? Like, to me, it just seems too much. So, hey, don't get me wrong. Do I hope Mike Trout gets traded to a playoff team? Absolutely, 100%, because I want to see Mike Trout in the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and lie, same as every other baseball fan out there. And to the younger generation that probably doesn't even know that Mike Trout was once upon a time the best player to ever don an Angels jersey, unfortunately, you missed out on 10 of the arguably best years of this era, at least, of baseball. So that's what I'm saying, man. If Mike Trout is available, I hope it's a playoff team going and getting him, and I really hope it lights a fire under his butt and turns him into the Mike Trout of past.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine any other team going out and getting him. I still think there's too much risk, right, on the wear and tear of the body or whatever, that for what you'd have to potentially, well, not potentially give up, whether it's a player or players or the sheer volume of the money still left owing to him. So absolutely. I'm very excited to see what happens with that. If there's any movement, again, Dirtbags, we have not heard anything on that movement, but we will certainly keep it posted if we do. There's no question about it, because that's an exciting one. You touched on it early. Baltimore Orioles, I can't see a whole lot happening there. Maybe, like you said, the O'Hearn, the Mullins. What about the reality of the Jaren Durant? Are you still hearing stuff with that? You still think it's a real possibility? And does he maybe go out west?
Well, that's still the talks. I mean, you listen to John Heyman and guys like that, and they're still thinking San Diego. I'll throw a monkey wrench into it, and I'll say Chicago Cubs.
Oh, imagine him in PCA.
As crazy as that is to say, between him, Suzuki, Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, all those boys, I think realistically they could find a way how to make it work. Now, I don't know who gets traded back, but that being said, like, say it's DHing, right? Kyle Tucker, obviously, you like what he is, but at the same time, he's a free agent at the end of the year. So I would not be surprised if the Cubs make a serious offer for Jaren Durant. And I don't know if they give up an Ian Happ in that deal, but I think that there's some pieces, because Ian Happ's almost going to be a free agent too. So
yeah, like, they got a couple. Really don't need that.
No, and that's it. So like, they got a couple of guys that realistically, and their farm system's good enough too, the Cubs. So they got a couple of guys down in the farm that they could trade. Jaren Durant, I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, I just keep hearing San Diego, but I'm going to throw Chicago in there just as a monkey wrench, just the whole thing, because that's another one that in the back of my head seems to make a lot of sense too, just because of the question marks behind their current outfield long term.
And I don't think you have to pay a whole lot for him. He's still a really good player, but obviously he's not having last year's numbers and stuff like that. So if you're going to pounce on a player like that, pounce now, like you said, because the Red Sox want to move him too.
Yeah.
Because of their depth, right? So Dirtbags, thank you enough for sending in the curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Gearbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Rich Hill's back, baby. 14th team ties Edwin Jackson for the most in Major League history. Also the oldest pitcher to, or oldest player, sorry, to appear in a Major League game since Jamie Moyer. Kind of crazy. 45 years old, Rich Hill. Faces the Cubs in his return. Led up 3 runs, 1 earned over 6 innings. Or sorry, over 5 innings. 6 hits. Struck out 1. Walked 2. Left the game down 3-0 going into the 6th inning against the Cubbies there, obviously, the other day. But still crazy to me at the fact that Rich Hill, all of 45 years old, is still getting it done in the major leagues. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, couldn't believe it when I saw that one. You talk about loving the game. You talk about being a dirtbag right there, right? He's got 4 years to go to catch up to Jamie Moyer, who was 49 in his last appearance. So, but I mean, yeah, exactly right. It goes to show you, it's whatever you believe in yourself, dirtbags. Don't let anybody tell you any different. You are your own person. And it starts with you and it ends with you. It's as simple as that. Everybody else is just a potential part of the network or a potential part of the non-network. It's if they're in, they're in. And if they're out, get rid of them. But at the end of the day, it's all you. All you. So we did not talk about it on tonight's show or whatever. And at this upcoming weekend, we had the Hall of Fame inductions. So we will be talking about it next week, no question. The speeches, the induction, the atmosphere. I know Nolan always speaks very highly of it every time this time of year comes up or whatever. And then I think it's a little bit of nostalgia for both of us. We've been lucky enough to go several times to Cooperstown, feel the atmosphere, not on Hall of Fame weekend per se or whatever, but it does really a place that doesn't matter what time of year you go. There's just something about it that is electrifying isn't the right word. It's more like humbling is the right word. So we'll be talking about it more in depth next week and stuff like that. But I hope it's a great weekend. If you are going to it, have a great, great time. Enjoy every moment of it. If one of your players are the ones that are being inducted. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough, as always, for being a part of the nation again, being a part of the show. You know it's all about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. And unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty, Nolan. So do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.